next Saturday night, the 8th annual Django Reinhardt Birthday Festival is taking place at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. John Corbin is with me in the studios. He's the organizer of the concert. He's a fine guitarist himself. John, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, Dick.
Okay, congratulations on 8th annual.
Yeah, thank you.
Really amazing that would continue to go on. And as a matter of fact, last year, the concert was snowed out and it was rescheduled.
Luckily, all our performers were able to reschedule, even the ones coming from out of town. And it looked like all the audience was able to reschedule too, because we had a packed house. But I think Asheville got our snow out of the way already for this month.
Well, let's hope so. No more like that. So this is coming up not this Saturday night, but the 21st.
Next Saturday, the 21st, right before Django's actual birthday is on the 23rd, so we always try and observe it right around there.
And I know in the past the concert has been kind of a showcase of musicians that either kind of carry on the tradition or at least reflect the tradition of Django Reinhardt. Who's going to be there this week?
We're thrilled. The one and only Frank Vignola is coming down from New York City to be our guest of honor. He's a big deal in the gypsy jazz community and the jazz guitar community. He's played with everyone, Les Paul, Tommy Emmanuel, Bucky Pizzarelli. Wow. He's an A-list kind of guy, and he's coming down with his accompanist, Vinny Raniolo. And they're going to be headlining the festival
for us.
And they put on an incredible show. And
great.
Yeah.
This has gone a long way from just a bunch of friends who got together to play Django Reinhardt music.
It has. I feel it still has that feel of a bunch of friends getting together to celebrate the music we love and this wonderful character, Django Reinhardt.
You're telling us about who's going to be there next Saturday night, but let me back up a little bit for those who we may be talking about somebody they don't really know about. Django Reinhardt. He was a guitarist. We could say that. And he was a composer.
He was. He was, not exactly a household name, but he definitely is to guitar players and musicians. He was kind of, I like to think of, kind of Europe's version of Louis Armstrong, or the guitar version of Louis Armstrong, just a pioneer and a brilliant artist who just kind of stood out from the rest. You could just kind of hear his brilliance. You hear him play two notes and you know it's him and nobody else. He was a gypsy of the Roma gypsy. They're an ethnic group who was in Europe and still are, of Middle Eastern roots, and they have their own style of music. And Django grew up learning that style of music. That music has got very ancient roots as well. But then when he heard very early American jazz coming out of New Orleans on records over there in France, he was completely inspired and decided that's what he wanted to play. So he's kind of invented this style of jazz that's filtered through his gypsy heritage, and it really makes for something special.
That's really amazing. Maybe it's a good time now to listen to just a little bit.
Yeah.
The first time, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first time John and friends put together the Django Reinhardt Birthday Festival back in 2010 or so, we invited them to come to the station, and we recorded a performance, and we've done it a couple times since, but couldn't work it out this year. So we're going to listen to something from the Deep Dark Archives. this tune is
Swing 42.
Swing 42. And the folks that are playing are members of the Firecracker Jazz Band and members of One Leg Up that got together for this broadcast back in 2010. Thank you. My apologies to the musicians for fading them out, but that's just a taste of the music of Django Reinhardt that you'll hear next Saturday night, the 21st, in the 8th annual Django Reinhardt Birthday Festival concert, or whatever, festival, on Saturday night. John Corbin is with us in the studios now. He was in the studio at that time, but you said that wasn't you playing the guitar.
Not the lead there. I think that was somebody way better than me, unless I've gotten worse in the last 10 years. I don't know.
So who else is going to be at this concert? You mentioned Frank Vignola.
Yeah, Frank Frank and Vinny are headlining. But then we're also real proud to present a young lady from South America, who's a great guitar player. Her name is Kukuli Uriarte, and her band Gypsy Fuego are going to come open the show. They're going to play the first set, and it'll be her first time there. We're really excited. She's a wonderful guitar player and a big devotee of the style. And then we're also having the Page Brothers, who we've had quite often, and they're incredible. Andy Page and his brother Zach. Andy's a music professor up at Appalachian State, and Zach is a music teacher here at UNC Asheville. And they're just wonderful musicians, and they always play. They always pick a lot of unique Django songs to play. And so those are the three stage acts we're going to have, plus a little jam session and lots of jamming going on in the bar room on a more informal level. So if any listeners are people who like to play this music, by all means, bring your instrument. It's a party.
That's great. And again, a tribute to the great gypsy jazz guitarist, Django Reinhardt, who was, what, born 109 years ago, I guess. Now.
Yeah, I guess it'd be 107 this year, I think.
It's amazing that you know, jazz, which is a form that's always kind of looking forward, the jazz musicians still revere someone who lived 100 years ago. That's really something.
Yeah, well, you know, there's kind of a timelessness to music, and especially in jazz, when you're mostly talking about an individual expression, an individual's interpretation. There's lots of people who have played gypsy guitar since, but I don't think anybody would say they even measure up to Django. And of course, the kicker in all of this is he was doing it with just two fingers to play with on his left hand. He had been in an accident when he was 19 years old or so, and his left hand became paralyzed, so he only had really two fingers to solo with.
It's amazing.
That's part of his amazing story.
Well, you can find out more next Saturday night, January 21st at the Gray Eagle in Asheville, the 8th annual Django Reinhardt Birthday Festival. Are tickets available in advance, John?
They are. Go to the Gray Eagle website, and we're always close to selling out. So I would get your tickets in advance. The show starts at 7 o'clock sharp. So I'll hope to see you all there.
That's great. John Corbin is not playing this year, but the organizer of the 8th annual Django Reinhardt Birthday Festival. Again, that's Saturday night, the 21st of this month. John, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much, Dick.
It's a real pleasure. And thanks for bringing back the music of Django Reinhardt.